While Willie Calhoun was in the U.S. Air Force, he had been in several war zones and had witnessed the fear of death in his colleagues. His daughter, Chandrea, was different. When she was diagnosed with terminal cancer and only given 6 months to live, she displayed an amazing amount of courage. Willie speaks with his daughter, Sharissa, about the final months of Chandrea's life and how she inspired him to follow his calling.
So, what about your latest venture with becoming a pastor? How does that relate to the military and your wife and then losing Drea at 23?
I think the military training that I had prepared me for a lot of things. You know, it prepared me for different situations, different environments. After losing my daughter and being in the military and being in some war zones and seeing the fear that people had with the possibility of losing their life. When I saw my daughter suffering with the cancer and the last 8 days of her life there at home on hospice and the courage that she showed, you know, even when the doctor told her that her diagnosis was terminal, you know, that they had given her 6 months to live. But I admired the courage that she showed as a young person. You know, I had never seen courage like that before, to know that you're dying and to not complain and to not murmur. And for her to even use a scripture from the Bible that talked about the book of Job and how Job had suffered, and she felt it was an honor and a privilege for her to suffer the way she was suffering for the Lord. So I thought that was just over the top. I couldn't even imagine having that kind of attitude myself. And there were some things that I was kind of dealing with internally, you know, during the time that she was sick and even before, about whether or not to make my calling known for the ministry. And I knew it would take courage to do it, because once you cross the line and say that you are, then I felt like it was no turning back. You know, this is not a job that you can quit on. So when she showed the courage to go through what she went through, then I said, I just need to have courage and make the announcement known that I'm going to go into the ministry. And I did. So she passed away in September 2004. And in July of 2005, I became a minister. And I went to school and I did all the things necessary to become an ordained elder. And after serving another pastor for about 17 years, then I stepped out on faith once again with courage to start my own ministry, my own church. And based on Chandrea's life and the courage that she displayed, then I named that church Courageous Faith. Courageous Faith Church. And we've been there for almost 3 years now. It's been a help to a lot of people.
Willie Calhoun was interviewed by his wife Patricia and his daughter Sharissa on February 8th, 2018 in San Antonio, Texas. You can hear more StoryCorps South Texas stories on our website, tpr.org.
Produced by Danielle Trevino, with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives. StoryCorps.org. StoryCorps South Texas is made possible by Monterey Iron and Metal, USAA, and ESD, a digital marketing agency.